Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. Don and Joan Barry from Brandon visited Don White on Sunday, July 2. Caroline Gregg brought our friend Doris Hunter to see Aline Welch. Doris lives on Vancouver Island. She also visited many friends in the area. The families, Simpsons, Shanes, Stewarts and Hodgins gathered at Wayne and Lori Stewart's on July 8 for Christmas in July. There was 25 of us. A lovely day, it was good to see everyone. Julie Mason is arranging for the handy van to pick up residents of Princess Lodge to go to Music in the Park, July 6. It was held in Verdon Legion Hall. A gentleman from Killarney was the entertainment. A lovely evening. Dinner was put on by Sale, July 12. A lovely meal. After dinner Julie conducted a sing-along. She also made 6 draws. Mary Ann and myself won a prize. Residents with birthdays in July, Orlin Johnson and Les Graham. Janice was at the funeral for Dorothy Smith, July 13 in St. Paul's and helped out in the choir. Miniota by Linda Clark. Miniota News June 27 to July 3. Mac and Pat Leland have returned from a holiday at Peace River where they visited with Ken and Jody Still and family and attended grandson Jordan's grade 12 graduation. Lillian Weingartner, Brooks, Alta, has been visiting in the area en route to a family visit in Switzerland with her children Naomi, Deborah and Raphael. Daughter Rahel and family, also from Brooks, will be joining them for a family gathering. Doreen Clark, Linda Clark and Margaret still attended the celebration of life of their cousin Jean Patton in Winnipeg on Thursday. Jean was the only daughter of Will and Marion Sutherland, born at Arrow River and raised on the farm with her brothers, Bill, Jim and John. Jean was a lifelong friend of May Waters as early school chums. We extend our sympathy to May on the loss of her friend. Arrow River welcomed all to their Canada Day celebrations with anyone who wished to play ball, followed by a cold plate supper in the hall and then the duck races. Winners of the race went to first, Rod McKean. Second, Donna Brown and third, Shea Gardham. The day was complete with a fireworks display. Ron and Vicky Bryant's family hosted a family gathering at the home of Joey and Lana Bages to celebrate Ron's 80th birthday. All their children, 16 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, Ron and Vicky's siblings and many nieces and nephews joined them. Coming from a distance were Susan Bryant and her son Cody Selk and his children Peyton, Cassidy and Kenzie. Susan's daughter Rachel and Carson James from Herbert, Sask. And her daughter Melissa Selk from Okotoks, Alta. Josh Samard and Sam Lindenbach, Winnipeg. Taryn and Grady Delmare and baby son Levi, Redvers, Sask. Barb Noodle of Storthokes, Sask. And Donna and Karen Wilkins, Brandon. Donna Brown enjoyed a visit from Darcy, Tyler and Jason McKean, Ray and Mary Braun, and Dean and Sandy Lyons all of Portage La Prairie. They joined other family and friends to celebrate Donna's birthday. Friends and neighbors of Gary Delgarno's gathered on Donna Brown's deck to extend best wishes to Gary on his move to Newdale, and to present him with gifts from the community. Attending for a visit with Gary were Dell and Pat Cole, Lori Copette, Brady Joseph, Bill Laxtal, Randy and Ollie McKean, Brendan, Megan and Bo Brown and Donna Brown. Best wishes Gary, in your new home. Nathan Browning and Jen Copette attended the grade 12 graduation of Nathan's son Dominic at Morden. You cannot do a kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late. Ralph Waldo Emerson Miniota July 4-10. The Miniota Arrow River's Donor Choice Committee is pleased with the results of a most successful 2023 campaign. The donations were as follows. Cancer $1,656, CNIB $566, Red Cross $714, Kidney $877, Child, Family Services $428, MS $872, Diabetes $1,056, Arthritis $860, Alzheimer's $811, Crohn's, Colitis $606, Compassionate Friends $312, Heart $1,116, Lupus $421, Lung $557, Hamiota District Health Foundation $701, Miniota Municipal Seniors Services $1,254, Miniota and Area Foundation $1,589, Miniota Handyman $1,047, Miniota Museum $749 and STARS $2,748 for a total of $18,940. This year the committee felt no need to hold back a percentage for administration expenses, and so every dollar donated was sent to the charities. Job well done, folks. Thank you to all our canvassers who give of their time to go door to door for this campaign. Darcy Oliver and his children Amanda Oliver Lonson, Medicine Hat, Ted Oliver, and Tanya Barnes, Bertle, all traveled to Italy for a trip of a lifetime. They enjoyed the history and sightseeing in several places, a few being Rome, Castro dei Volsci, Monte Cassino, Torres, and Pompeii. The Oliver family's main mission was to once again meet Gino, now a grown man, but the young boy that Lloyd Oliver, Darcy's dad, and his soldier friends Paul Hagen and Mert Massey had found amongst bomb crates in 1944. This little boy whom they cared for until a foster family could be found to care for him, as their troops moved on. What a wonderful story. The Olivers traveled to Torres, where they met Gino and his family, and the Oliver family laid a wreath at the monument Gino had constructed to honor these men. A movie has been made entitled, Gino a Child of War, and the Olivers enjoyed seeing the premiere along with Gino and his family. We look forward to the movie coming to Canada later this fall. Brandon, Catherine, Quinn and Cassidy Pollard, Black Falls AB and Laura Popple and Travis Peters, Calgary visited with Wayne Popple and Val Carton and Jeffrey and Ashley Popple and family on the Canada Day weekend. The Popple family held their annual family shoot. Also visiting were Jan Milanovich and her son Kent, Trisha, Tristan and Madison Milanovich, Winnipeg. Andrew and Janine Cymbalisti and children traveled to Minot, North Dakota for the Canada Day long weekend, taking in many of the sights and activities offered. They thoroughly enjoyed the Roosevelt Park Zoo. Murray and Joan Gurr, Kyle Gurr, Carrie Gurr and Tanner Williams traveled to Carnduff, Sask, for their tractor pull event. Kyle placed first with his 560 in the 7,000 pounds class and Murray placed second with his 650 in the 8,000 pounds class. Murray and Kyle then participated at the Souris tractor pull competition, with Kyle placing first in the 10,000 pounds and over class with his 806 international and Murray placed second in the 6,000 and under class with his 460 international. Jamie, Tiffany, Ellie and Lily Priestley flew to Halifax and enjoyed some of the sights of the Maritimes. Ellie is a member of the Prairie Thistles Highland Dance Association, Manitoba dance team, participated in the Scott Dance Canada Championship 2023 from July 2 to 6 at the Halifax Convention Centre, where 988 dancers performed on 8 stages. Ellie received a medal for her special Highland Fling for level novice 13 years and over, competing against dancers from BC, Alta, Sask, Ont, NB, NS, PEI and Scotland. Congratulations, Ellie. Coralie Anderson, Jake, Gracie and Kinsley Muir, Colby, Katie and Blair Howard, and Clayton and Lincoln Judd are all members of the Lenore 4-H Beef Club. They held their club achievement on July 3 and then showed again in the inter-club competition on July 4. Colby Howard received reserve champion heifer of the Lenore Club, and Blair Howard received champion Angus heifer for the inter-club. Katie is well placed in the championship steer class on both days. Congratulations to all our 4-H members for a great showing. Hadley Bryant, Claire Rainier and Adriana Cousins, members of the Hamiota U13 Red Sox team along with their coach Michelle Bryant, participated in provincials at the Buller Recreation Park this past weekend. Unfortunately, the team faced a difficult loss after a few wins, resulting in not making the finals. Next year, girls. Carolyn Somerville, Winnipeg, visited with Don and Sandra Armitage for the weekend. Our Miniota community extends our deepest sympathy to the family and friends of Barry Dole, who died on July 9 at Verdun Hospital. Our thoughts are with Denise Kennard, and with Barry's sons Sheldon Dole and Kent Dole and family. Sympathy also to Barry's sister Rhonda Walker and her family, and to Crystal and Ross Howard. Wayne and Dorothy Brown hosted Dorothy's siblings Donna Gobay, Winnipeg, David Doran and friend Dorothy, of Gibson's, B.C., Bob and Jean Doran, of Edson, Alta, and Lois Doran and her daughters Don and Marissa's son Nathan, of Prince George, B.C., for a time of family visiting and many shared meals for several days. Wayne and Dorothy's family were also present. The family gathered at the Birtle Cemetery to inter the ashes of their sister Linda. Barry Hickman, Abbotsford, B.C., Wayne Hickman, Kevin and Joanne Hickman and Roberta Hickman also joined the Doran family. Congratulations to Owen and Jody Thomas on the birth of their daughter Sarah, a little sister for Emma. Sarah was born on July 5 and is also welcomed by grandparents John and Barbara Lynn Hodgins and Edmore and Ruth Thomas and great-grandma V. Joseph, along with aunts, uncles and cousins. Brendan and Megan Brown welcomed their new son Chet David Brown on July 9, a little brother for Madison, Beau and Cooper. Chet is another grandson for Donna Brown, Miniota, Morley Brown, Hamiota, and great-grandma Georgina Brown, Hamiota. Congratulations to you all. Never be afraid to sit a while and think. Lorraine Hansberry. Miniota, July 11-17. Trevor and Marcy Lewis have just returned from an Alaskan cruise. They were joined by Trevor's mom Linda Lewis, Musumin, his sister Julie and Devlin Griffiths, Hinton, Alta, and his brother Chris Lewis, Regina and Bridget Verville, Moose Jaw. Excursions included seeing the Salmon Ladder at Juneau, the White Pass Summit Train in Skagway, and the Saxman Native Village in Ketchikan where they experienced the traditional dancing and singing as well as meeting a master totem pole carver and enjoyed a lumberjack show. They also made a stop at Glacier Bay. They enjoyed the entertainment on board the ship. Get well wishes are extended to Kim Bourne, who is a patient in the Brandon Hospital. When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to live, then make that day count. Steve Maraboli.